This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and how are you doing on yet another cold winter day?
I am good, Rick. Thanks for having me, and I'm just on my way to practice now.
Oh, man, I love talking with you and learning stuff. Let me ask you a silly question, really. This cold weather is kind of unusual. It's, you know, you and I go back to the days when we had consistently cold weathers, or cold winters, I should say. But I'm not sure these kids have. Does this cold weather make a difference either with the ice or with the kids' preparation or anything like that?
I can tell you it makes it hotter for me to go to the rink. it's cold in there, and I feel like the longer I have done this, the colder I feel when I stand in there. That's probably the biggest change. The kids are pretty resilient. They don't really care. I see them go warm up outside wearing the t-shirts and shorts, and it's 18 degrees out. So it really doesn't seem to affect them. The rink itself, when it's cold, the ice tends to be better.
Mm-hmm.
When you get some of those warm days, especially when the tournament rolls around, you can end up getting some days that are relatively warm, and you see it in the ice sometimes, just a little bit more condensation in the rink on the glass. And so, I mean, I prefer the cold days in terms of the ice conditions.
Yeah, I was going to say the ice, you know, the sheets, it's got to be harder and more conducive to skating. And not getting a buildup of snow or slush or anything like that. So, okay, all right, enough of that stuff. Coach, last time we talked, you were still in the process. It was approaching midseason of getting the kids to work together as a unit. And it seems like, you know, maybe it's not 100% where you want to be, but you certainly have progressed in that regard. So tell me a little bit about the most recent game and how you feel about your lines and your defensive pairings, because we've talked about that several times.
Right. So, I mean, as I've said before, you're just continuing to kind of try different things and figure out what works. And that's why the beginning of the season is so difficult, because you really don't know. And the longer the kids skate together and you see them in practice and games, you tend to kind of figure out what works and the chemistry of the different groups. So, in our game against BC High on Sunday, I thought we had pretty good balance in our line combinations. I thought we moved the puck pretty well in our zone, and we have pretty good team speed. So as long as we're moving the puck north and getting up quick and not overhandling it, we have an advantage. And we're finding ways to score goals right now. You know, we scored three against BCI. I think we scored four against MC the game prior to that. So it's good to get some balance in your scoring. And you know, on Sunday we got goals from the first and second line. So I mean, that's, and the key to your success generally is you can kind of spread the scoring out and not rely on one particular person. Mm-hmm. You know, one of our guys has been our top scorer, Brandon Ward. He's a junior. He had two of those three goals on Sunday, but I would say that the balance has been pretty good and the depth is pretty good. And, you know, that's really, you just hate to be a team that relies on one or two guys, because your opponent can focus on them. And if they're able to take them away, then maybe a little bit of panic sets in. So I'll say that I feel like the balance has been good. And I believe in any of the lines and their ability to score.
What about communication among these youngsters, Coach? When they haven't played together so much, now they have. I'm guessing there's a spoken and an unspoken sense of communication. Can you tell me about how that works?
Yeah, I mean, the longer you do anything with anybody else, the more they start to learn your tendencies, and you know, you kind of are able to do things just through maybe a particular play that we've done a bunch of times, that I kind of know where my line mate's going to go. But also sometimes it is the verbal communication on the ice, and I do hear the kids doing that as well. But I just think the more you play with certain line mates, and the more you see kids play, and I can say this from my vantage point as a coach, in the beginning I wasn't really sure exactly how guys were going to play the game. You know, we give them a system to play in, but now that I've watched them since go back to probably mid-December and play in several games and practices. I've learned their tendencies, too. So
yeah.
I'm doing it. You know their line mates when they talk on the bench and play on the ice together are doing the same thing.
Okay. I forgot to ask it about the cold. When you're on the ice practicing, you're moving around. When you're on the bench during a game, it gets pretty cold down there, but you're still into it, so I imagine you kind of shake that off, too.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm cold on the bench because you're just stationary. But, you know, once you get into the game and it's you know, your focus is on the game, you're not really thinking about that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the kids, once they get a couple shifts under their belt, they're moving and they're fine. But I'm sure for the coaches and the goalies that are, you know, in the backup role that day, there are games when things get cold, and those that tend to be the games where the outcome's kind of determined early, and you know, you're just kind of waiting for it to be over.
Where have you seen, or what makes you feel good about improvement at this point? Because we're heading into the stretch run. I mean, you got probably less than a third of the regular season left heading into February. What are you most happy about in terms of development?
Depth. We've been able to kind of figure out certain combinations that allow us to play four lines and allow us to play 6D and allow us to trust all three of our goalies. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest change is from kind of the first drop of the puck until now is being able to put several players in a position where they can contribute and help the team win. I mean, I go back a couple weeks ago to our CM game. Our fourth line scored a really big goal for us. You know, that stuff that early in the year wasn't happening, and we've been fortunate for the kids to kind of gel a little bit and understand their roles, and that's kind of give us the ability to have more depth. And, you know, when we play 17-minute periods in the conference, a little bit, you know, the normal period is 15, so we end up playing an extra 6 minutes in most of our games. So, you know, when you're playing extra minutes, it's nice to have additional guys to rely on to give your top guys kind of a breather.
Yeah, that's significant time that in high school hockey. That's pretty impressive. Let me ask you about what happened here. I lost my voice.
Yeah, there it is. Hello, there we go. You're in pretty good shape in the conference, certainly, and
you have climbed up in the in the rankings. What about confidence among the kids? Is that something that you've seen where they develop, as it's gone along, they develop confidence in one another? They understand the stakes, I would think. Is that something that's visible to you when you see these kids from, as you said, early December to where we are now?
Yeah, I mean, you can see it in the way they practice. You know, early in the season, we had our struggles. We started the season 2-3. And, you know, you can just see maybe the energy or their nervousness. You can see it at practice. But you know, when you start to string some wins together and you play together as a unit, then I think the energy and the just kind of the overall atmosphere at practice tends to be a little bit looser and more enjoyable. But there's such a fine line between confidence and overconfidence and complacency. So this team has... You know, we've done well in the month of January. We've, you know, in the last seven games, we're 6-1. But we also have several big games, you know, 40% of the season still in front of us. And we're playing the best teams night in, night out. And, you know, if the moment you start to think, all right, we don't need to show up to win is when you take steps backwards and you kind of revert back to how we started the season.
Well, I know you and your staff don't allow that to happen very often, if at all.
We do our best to prevent that.
Yes, you do. And one thing that's caught my eye in looking from afar here, Coach, is, as you say, six out of the last seven games. But your defense, goals allowed, especially in the conference, seven conference games, seven goals allowed. You're talking some pretty tight play the whole length of the ice.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've never won a state championship when our goals against has been above two. So that is our number one focus when the season starts is stronger play in our own end and everybody, forwards, defense, goalies, everybody buying into the system that defense wins, and then we go from there. So, yeah, I mean, that's not something that that happens by accident, and we still have a lot of work to do. We're giving up too many shots. Our goalies have played well, so we still have a lot of work to do in that area. And now we gave up 27 shots to BC High on Sunday, and would really like that number to be down by 20. So there's things we have to fix. We're taking too many penalties, and we're giving up too many shots. And those two tend to go hand in hand. When you give your opponent four power plays, that's 8 minutes of playing time where they are a man up, they're going to get more shots. So we need to fix both of those if we want this team to accomplish our, you know, end goal.
All right, another league game coming up. Tell me a little bit about the game this week.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're playing St. John Shrewsbury, a team that we really beat 3-2. It's 4-2 with an empty net goal. So they have the best player in the conference. He's committed to Bowden, big, strong forward. They have some skilled forwards aside from him. So we know it's going to be a really tough game. The last time we played them at home last year, we had a 3-0 lead and allowed them to come back in it, and we squeaked out a 4-3 overtime win. And it's going to be a battle, and it's probably going to come down to one goal like it does every game pretty much. And you know, you just try to do your best to minimize mistakes and manage the puck and stay out of the penalty box.
It's an exciting time of year. Christian, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, I hope.
All right, Rick. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Coach. Take care.
Talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye.
That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.